From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jana Roschleis. Missouri Governor Mike Parson wants to spend $10.4 million to create a new office that would help the state better prepare for floods and drought. A Missouri Department of Natural Resources spokeswoman told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that creating the new Missouri Hydrology Information Center is part of the state's response to the 2019 floods in the Missouri and Mississippi River basins that caused roughly $20 billion in damage. Some of the information the new office would collect may already exist at the U.S. Geological Survey Office or the State Emergency Management Agency, but Patterson said the new agency would be designed to be a user-friendly clearinghouse of information. The Columbia School Board approved a pay increase last week for teachers who take on more work amid the school's shortage of substitute teachers, which has been worsened by the COVID-19 pandemic. The Columbia Missourian reports the increase will be in place for 10 weeks. Compensation for middle and high school teachers doubled from $12 per hour to $24. At the elementary level, classes without a substitute teacher are often divided among staffed classrooms in the building. Previously, elementary teachers who took more students into their classroom were not given additional pay. Now they will be compensated $24 per half day and $48 per full day. Columbia College will return to in-person classes next week. The college had previously announced that the first 3 weeks of the spring semester would be partially online after a surge of COVID-19 cases in Boone County. The Columbia Missourian reports all students, faculty, and staff will be required to wear masks indoors. Columbia College will also be observing social distancing guidelines. These measures will be in place through February 11th. Columbia Public Schools is again the target of a lawsuit filed by State Attorney General Eric Schmidt over the district's temporary mask mandate. Schmidt is joined by three district parents in the suit filed Friday. All three have spoken at Columbia School Board meetings about their opposition to masks. The Columbia Missourian reports CPS is one of 36 districts across Missouri being sued over requiring masks. Last week, Columbia Superintendent Brian Yearwood announced masks would be required in school buildings for students and employees through February 4th. The decision follows surges in COVID-19 cases locally, record substitute teacher shortages, and student walkouts over health concerns. This is the second time this school year that Schmidt has sued the district over its mask mandate. In a statement, the district said the lawsuits waste time and resources. The Columbia Public Library and its curbside pickup services will be closed through Wednesday because of COVID-19-related staffing shortages. The Callaway County Public Library, the Holt Summit Public Library, and the Southern Boone County Public Library will remain open. I'm Jana Roschleis, KBIA News, Columbia.